The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to The Early Edge. Happy opening Major League Baseball Day. I am really looking forward to getting some old friends back in the mix. You'll see one of them in just a second. And of course, we got the Sweet 16 to talk about, some NBA. We got a lot of picks coming your way. Before we get there, we're always a full disclosure show. The attorney in me won't have it any other way. And full disclosure, a bad day yesterday. That's two bad days in a row, if we're counting. This is not what we want to see, folks. The sports line picks don't come in. The money line pick from Tim Doyle and, of course, Mikey B. Listen, we got a rebound today, so that's exactly what we're going to do. I'll tell you this, though. There were two other picks that were given out yesterday. Don't forget, Mike McClure gave out the Rangers today because he knew he wasn't going to be on the show. And also, I had the golf play, Steven Yeager over Taylor Montgomery. Right now, it's very early, but Steven Yeager does have a three-shot lead over Taylor Montgomery. So hopefully, we'll catch a win on that recap screen. But let's just go ahead and bring in the stars of the show, because there is a friend of mine that I have missed oh so very much. Let's bring him in right here, right now. We've got the maestro. We've got Tom Casale. Listen, I love you two guys, but oh boy. Old friend, Matt Snyder, aka the Sniper. I have missed you so much, to be honest with you. I'd love to see you when it's not Major League Baseball season, but the good news is, during Major League Baseball season, it's such a long season, we get to see you for, I mean, honestly, I'm just going to say the indefinite future, because it's 162 games plus the playoffs. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. People are going to get sick of me soon enough because I'm going to be on a lot this year. But the feeling's mutual. Great to be back. Missed you guys. Looking forward to a lot of good Major League Baseball plays. And like I said, you're going to be sick of me in no time. I do think that the regular or the offseason is just the right amount of time, because people will be like, on January 1st, oh, I missed baseball. I'm like, not yet. But yes, now I really do. I'm ready to go.
You know, that's how I feel when I see like the, because I do the Fantasy Football Today DFS show for CBS Sports as well. And when I see like fantasy football oriented tweets that go out, like just like in the last couple of weeks, I'm like, it's too soon. I don't want to criticize those people. Like, good for you. You're into it. But it's like, give me a week or two. Give me another week. I'll be into more NFL stuff. But listen, Tom Casale, Larry Hartstein, you guys got to be excited. It's Sweet 16 time. I mean, it's almost like opening day is stealing our thunder a little bit. Tom, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Hey, we got room for baseball too. It's a great sports day. Baseball starting and the Sweet 16. You know, I love the first 4 days of March Madness. That nothing beats that. But you get to the Sweet 16, you get the best matchups, you get really good games. So I'm excited for tonight.
Larry, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. Excited for hoops, excited for baseball. And one thing I'm really excited about is that next week, tentatively, we will start having MLB props in the pick tool. That's the feed that you get on the app, on your phone, on the site. That's a big deal for guys like Amex, guys like Matt Snyder, guys, you know, a lot of other guys on the site who want to post those and share those in that form. That's coming next week. And then a couple weeks later, first five SIA will be unveiled on the site. That's the plan for first fives in the pick tool.
Very, very nice. I absolutely love that. Reed says, happy opening day. Rick Fun Cannon, Snug the Cat, Japan, Big Cheesy, Mark Buchholz. Love seeing you all in here. Hit the like button if you can. All right, let's get to some picks. Salutations aside, we got MLB opening day to talk about. And actually, Matt, there is One first five I do want to bounce off you. I don't think I'm going to put it out there, but I've got you here. So I'm going to use you later on in the show for a first five that's going on, a game that's going on late tonight. But let's start with Tom Casale. Tom, you've got UNLV over one shoulder. You've got UNC over another shoulder. I've asked you this before. I say, hey, is there any bias when it comes to Tom Casale? And you told me, this is on a different show, I believe, you told me my only bias is toward money. So I say that because you have a pick on one of those teams behind you. Tom, talk to us.
Yeah, I don't have like a picture of me like holding money in the background. It probably wouldn't look as good, but that's who I root for. No, these are just old jerseys that I had. So, but listen, I took UNC the second it came out. I took it at -4. I didn't care if it dropped to 3.5. I've had a pretty good read on Alabama all season, and they beat up on inferior opponents. The average to below average teams is where Alabama lives. Against the KenPom top 30, they're 2-10. Their two wins were at home by 5 points each. And in those games, they allow 84 points. So this is where Alabama's defense becomes that big concern, that big weakness that they've had all season. And you look at their two wins, Charleston, where I gave them out, perfect matchup for them. Then they played Grand Canyon. I took the Grand Canyon team total over on that. But when you look at the game, 2 for 20 from three, and they missed 14 foul shots, and they were down by one with 4 minutes to go. Okay, I think Alabama has had a nice, favorable road to the Sweet 16, but this is where it ends. North Carolina is going to live at the foul line, they're going to score at will. Alabama is going to have to score 85 plus just to stay in this game. If they do, God bless them. But Carolina has the superior defense in every area, they're going to get more stops. I think they run with them. I think they score in the 90s. Give me the Tar Heels -4.
Yeah, I certainly like the Tar Heels. Tom, one thing you know, and I've said it on this show about 2.5 months ago, I put the Carolina Tar Heels as my championship pick at 40-1. That's what the odds were back then. And so I'm obviously rooting for Carolina as well. Larry, you've got something on this game.
Yeah, one other thing that plays in Carolina's favor is that Latrell Wrightsell, 44% from three, the best Alabama outside shooter, took an elbow, and he is questionable, very iffy, it sounds like, for this game. Obviously, they have a lot of weapons, but they need them all in this matchup. But, Tom, I'm curious, you know, the line is up to 5 in some books. How high are you going?
Yeah, that's about the, you know, I made the line 7. So this is one of the only times in the last month where my number has been vastly different than the odds makers. The odds makers locked in March. You know what I mean? And in November, December, yeah, I got lines that are 3-4 points off. But I think you're getting way too much respect here for Alabama. This is a team that, you know, just a couple weeks ago was giving up 100 points to Kentucky, was getting blown out by Florida twice. You know, Florida's average. They're an average basketball team. And I just think North Carolina has shown that they can handle these better teams. So I made it 7. I'd go up to 5 or 6. Obviously, you don't want to go much higher than 5, just because even if they have a lead late, they start pulling guys. They got to play again this weekend if they win. So, yeah, 5 seems about right to me. But that's a good point, Larry, because Alabama hasn't always been healthy this year. And they started getting healthy at the end there. They were healthy coming into the tournament. But now if they're down Wrightsell again, that kind of puts them back to where they were when they were giving up those 100 and some points to those better teams. So that's a good point as well.
Yeah, that is I'm really glad you brought that up, Larry, because that could be a big, and that's a concussion, correct, Larry? That's why he's if we don't know.
I mean, they said an elbow to the head. I haven't seen, you know, it classified beyond that.
Fair enough. All right. Well, if you want to take this bet, or if you want to take any of the bets in the chat, for example, who was it? Bitsy had a points, rebounds, assists, a combo prop on Chris Middleton, who probably does need a bounce back. By the way, that combo prop that Bitsy put out was 24.5. He was 4 for 15 shooting just a couple of nights ago. So you figure he'll have a little bit of a better game. He had foul trouble in that game as well. So maybe a good time to jump back on to Chris Middleton. If you want to take that bet, if you want to take North Carolina or the bet I'm about to give out, just go to BetMGM. You can bet. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to Maestro's pick. We got to get to Sniper's pick. We got to get to my pick. But before we do that, one quick message from our partners.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, before we get to my pick, I want to bounce something. This is an interesting bet, and it's something I considered last week as well. Nola Face, and I'm just like, we don't have to go into super hyper analysis here, but Tom and Larry, I'm going to bounce this off of you. Okay, the UNC game, if you want to bet UNC leading at halftime and UNC winning the game, so you're basically erasing the 4 or 5 point spread, but they have to be winning at halftime. It can't be tied. They have to be winning at halftime and win the game by 1 point. You're good. That's minus 116, probably minus 115, minus 120 in most spots. Is that a bet you all ever consider just to eradicate, just to get rid of the 4 or 5 point spread? Or is it too tenuous to have that halftime lead? Tom, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, I don't mind the bet in this situation. I think North Carolina is probably going to lead this game start to finish. I don't bet that a ton, only because if, you know, sometimes these teams start off slow and then they pick it up in the second half. You know, Alabama's defense is so weak. If it was tied at halftime, I still think North Carolina can cover the number. I don't hate this one, but I typically don't bet it that way.
Larry?
Yeah, I'm with you, Tom. I don't hate it, but I mean, look what Carolina did last time. They turned it on the last 25 minutes of the game against Michigan State. So when that talent is there, when that elite team is there, I want to give it the full 40 minutes to show up.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I have a confession to make. So Drew Martin says, think of the Kansas-Gonzaga game. Zags were down one. I think it was 43-44 mm-hmm. at halftime. And then they absolutely blitzed Kansas in the second half. The confession that I have to make, because I was actually going to bring that game up, I bet that halftime full time. It was the only time I did it in the tournament, but I bet it on Gonzaga, which was, in retrospect, kind of a dumb move because we know Kansas had no depth. You may as well have taken just the full game -4.5. But Drew Martin, really good pointing that out. And rehashing old, if not fresh, wounds from me. All right, let's hope this isn't a fresh wound. I've missed my last couple college basketball games, full disclosure here, but I'm taking the underdog in this Clemson game, Clemson +7.5 against Arizona. This is one of those situations where, listen, I was against Clemson last time they played against Baylor. I was so impressed with what they did against Baylor. Obviously, in the first round, they had an impressive game as well. And this is a senior-led team. You could say the same about Arizona. There's a bunch of veterans on both of these teams, mostly seniors on each side. But to me, Arizona's had enough slip-ups in the regular season, not in the tournament. They've had a kind of a free ride in the tournament. Enough slip-ups in the regular season. This Clemson team is really coming on strong. PJ Hall, Chase Hunter, these guys are really playing. Gerard, these guys are playing really good basketball at the perfect time. And Arizona, I think there could be some. Listen, they rate out better offensively and defensively. They're a bigger team. They'll probably clean up the boards a little bit better. I still think 7.5 points is too much, especially when you consider what Clemson has been doing this entire season against very good teams. Every time they played Duke, every time they played UNC or a tough team like a Baylor, they have played up to their competition. And even though Arizona is the more talented team, I think they're very inconsistent. I'm not so sure they're as well coached as Clemson is. And I just think 7.5 points is too much for a team that could potentially win this game. But to me, this is a 2-possession game, not a 3 or 4-possession game. Give me Clemson plus 7.5. All right, I'm curious to see what the chat thinks about that, because maybe you all hate it. I don't know. What I know that you don't hate is that Matt Sniper is going to start coming back to the Early Edge early and often. AMAGs back to the Early Edge, talking MLB, among others, I'm sure. I'm going to be giving out some first fives, of course. Matt Snyder, I'm so happy you are back. You are such a staple of this show, and you're going to be for the next, I don't even know how many months, basically up until and through the first 4 or 5 weeks of football season. So you have the floor. You got a couple picks for us today.
Man, look at all that flattery. I'm going to get a big head over here. Of course, I said that in the chat, and I think it was Cheesy that said you already have a big head. So I was like, it wasn't going to take long for miserable Matt to come out anyway, I guess. I'll start with the Dodgers team total. It's 4.5. I love that number. There's a little bit of juice on there. It was minus 145 when I looked last night and when I played it. I was expecting it to be 5.5, frankly. And I know you don't get that ninth inning at bat that McClure always preaches, but I don't think it's going to matter here. You've got Miles Nicklaus on the mound for the Cardinals. He led the majors in hits allowed last year. He led the National League in earned runs allowed. He's 35 years old, taking the bump against an absolutely loaded Dodgers lineup. They scored 5 runs in their first game in South Korea. They scored 11 in the second game. Added Shohei Ohtani, that lineup behind Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. It's an absolutely ridiculous lineup. I just don't see how they don't get to 5 runs. It's a day game, better hitting environment in Dodger Stadium during the day. Anything on the board you want to say? I love the Dodgers offense here, so I'm all over this one. Also, I'm going to stick out west. This one's actually a late game. Probably not that many people are going to be paying attention to Guardians at A's. Definitely won't be many people in attendance, and I'm not blaming the Oakland fans for that. But Shane Bieber, the out total is 17.5. That means we need to get him to complete 6 innings just to hit the over. He's going to do that. He's going to finish 6 innings against this A's team. The A's are so bad. There's no tough environment here for Bieber to pitch. And as I said, it's going to be sparsely populated in the crowd in Oakland. Last season, 14 out of Bieber's 21 starts, he went at least 6 innings. A few of those, he was hurt, so you could kind of throw those out. Several of those were better teams than the A's offense he's dealing with, and he's already fully stretched out. 2 starts ago in spring, he went 5 2/3 innings. Last spring start, he went 6 innings, so he's fully stretched out. He went 6 innings in opening day last year. I'm expecting him to go at least 6, probably 7 tonight, but we only need him to go 6. A few people in the chat asked me about the Cubs and Rangers because, as you know, I'm a Cubs fan, and actually, I definitely would rather be at Wrigley right now.
Ouch.
Actually, no, not today, though, because it's probably really cold in Wrigley. The game's in Texas. Great run-scoring environment. Take a look at that over. I know Rick, a big Cubs fan, already hit me up on X the other day and said he was thinking about first five, Justin Steele. Maybe on that, but Steele-Evaldi is a good pitching matchup, and I still am expecting a lot of runs scored there, which makes it unpredictable. So I'm going to stay away on that game. I'm just going to root for the Cubs, and that's how I'm playing everything today.
All right. 2 great picks. And by the way, we've got a lot of picks in the chat. Japan likes Justin Steele over 5.5 Ks. David Tuck likes a money line parlay with Arizona and North Carolina. Listen, I'm not against Arizona necessarily winning. I just don't think they'll cover the 7.5. David Tuck also likes the Iowa State game under 147. Big Cheesy likes Logan Webb over 4.5. Absolutely love these. And by the way, whether you hit these or not, get in the chat tomorrow. Let us know how you did. I know somebody, I think it was David Tuck, saying he's hit his last 5 NHL props, and I think he's been putting those in the chat. We absolutely love to see it. 100% love to see it. Maestro, we got to get to your pick, but Matt, I want to I called you Matt. Is that weird? What do you want? Sniper? What?
I'm not going to get mad about anything, man. It's opening day. We're good.
You know what I'm mad about, by the way? Because I said, ouch, when you said there's no place I'd rather be than Wrigley. And then you said, oh, no. And I thought you were going to say, no, I'd rather be here because I haven't been with my Early Edge family for so long.
No.
And all you said was the weather's cold. So
I was just thinking, yeah, it's probably cold. So, no, of course I would rather be at Wrigley than hanging out with you, man. Not that many places rank over you, but nothing ranks over Wrigley for me. So that wasn't actually an insult.
It felt like an insult. Miserable Matt strikes again. Okay, here's my question before we get to Maestro's NCAA pick, March Madness Sweet 16 pick. So I was looking at – I don't know how you feel about the Red Sox. Obviously, when you look at the AL East, they are like going to be the bottom feeders most likely, yes. Or at least near bottom feeders. They play the Mariners tonight. Obviously, we got opening day starters, right? We got Bayo going for the Red Sox. We've got Luis Castillo going for the Mariners. These lineups, I think, are especially on the Mariners side, like a couple of guys are gone, a couple of new guys in there. I personally don't think the Red Sox lineup, and again, you're more studied on this than I am, but I don't think the Red Sox lineup is that bad at the top of the order in particular. I think they're comparable to Seattle's lineup. Maybe you disagree, but here's my question. I like first fives, right? And because the Red Sox are such a dog, you can get Bayo first five plus a half a run. So if it's tied, you're going to win that bet at minus 110. Bayo does give up some hard contact. That's where the fear is for me. He's a young pitcher still, but still getting the plus a half a run with comparable lineups. Bayo still has some nice stuff. I know Castillo does too. And any thoughts on that whatsoever, getting the plus a half run first five for the Red Sox?
I don't love it. Okay. Not a great run scoring environment in Seattle there. Luis Castillo is an ace. He throws much better at home than on the road. I could totally see Castillo dominating the Red Sox at least two times through the order, which puts you behind the eight ball there. Yeah. Bayo is good, but he's not really an ace. He was kind of forced into duty because the Red Sox didn't sign anybody to replace Lucas Giolito once he was found to be out for the season. So I don't love it, but hey, you know what? Go nuts if you want it.
No. That's why I have you on the show. That was going to be like a pays to watch live pick if you really loved it. But this is part of the reason we do this show is not just to give out picks, but maybe to discuss picks as well. So I'm going to lay off of that one. Maybe I'll have a first five tomorrow for everybody. All right, Larry, we've got a bet on the best team in college basketball. So you have the floor. Talk to us about your play tonight in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I laid the lumber with the Huskies at 10.5. Seeing some 11s, wouldn't go higher than that. I mean, everybody knows that they've won and covered 8 straight tournament games, every win by at least 13 points. And this is a rematch of the championship game where they handled the Aztecs by 17. I mean, this is not going to be like the Northwestern game where it was a total mismatch. UConn shooting 3 of 22 from deep. And yet the game was over basically start to finish. It was a total blowout. That tells you how good this team is. To me, this really comes down to Donovan Clingan, because that's the one edge that San Diego State has on a lot of teams is Jaden Ledee inside. Well, Clingan is playing at another level right now. 14 points, 14 boards, and 8 blocks last time. He said he feels lighter. He feels healthier than he has all season. At 7'2", top 10 NBA pick, playing the best that he's played. They're just so deep. They can beat you in so many ways. They're basically playing a home game against a team that played in Spokane, came home to San Diego, traveled across the country, has to play Thursday. I think they'll be game. They're going to be tough, but eventually they're going to wear down, and UConn wins by double digits, I think, around 15 points.
Yeah, Tom, let me bounce this off of you. And again, anytime I do that, I'm not asking you to endorse the pick or otherwise, but this does seem like a really good matchup for UConn. I love what Larry said, that San Diego State can probably maybe keep this tight early, but as soon as they get down, it's not like San Diego State's this like prolific three-point shooting team that's just going to like get back into the game real quick. They do rely on Ledee quite a bit. It seems to me once this becomes a 5, 6, 7-point game, whenever that is in the game, that UConn can really start to separate themselves from a team like San Diego State. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I think UConn, as good as they are, had a nice, favorable matchup so far. I mean, Northwestern's not going to beat UConn. They don't have the offense for it. San Diego State's not going to beat UConn. They don't have the offense for it. The team that's going to beat UConn is probably going to be a potential matchup in the next round. If they get Illinois, a team that can get to 80 or 90 points, we saw St. John's at the end of the year push them, right, when they scored all those. That's the type of team it's going to take to pull that upset. San Diego State has too many stretches during the game where they go 4 or 5 minutes and don't score. You look up, UConn's going to be up 18. So I don't think we've seen the matchup yet that's going to bother UConn. There could be one next round. There could be one in the Final Four. But it's got to be a team that can get up and down with them, that can score 80-plus, and that's not the Aztecs.
Yeah, and don't forget, by the way, listen, I don't know if Illinois is going to beat UConn. Obviously, they got to beat Iowa State first. But don't forget, on yesterday's show, we had the pick from Tim Doyle in terms of the Orlando Magic, which didn't come in. But he also had the Illinois winning their region at plus 600 and winning the whole thing, I believe, at plus 3,500. This was actually put out on Instagram and in some of the social media channels, too. And again, I'm not saying that's going to happen. Tom certainly didn't suggest that was going to happen. But at 35-1, it's certainly something to consider. So I just kind of want to throw that out there. If you think UConn is beatable, then Illinois, technically, with that offense, they only have to win 3 games in a row to actually cash that 35-1. I think some of these numbers are pretty long because UConn is so good. It's almost like a Scottie Scheffler situation where, you know, at the Houston Open, he's plus 265, and that pushes the other numbers down quite a bit. I bring up golf, by the way, because we're still up 3 strokes with 10 holes remaining on our matchup that I gave out yesterday. All right, I think we just covered it. Snyder, how was the first day back?
It was very good. I'm a casual NCAA basketball fan, diehard IU fan, which is why I've only been casual this year. So it was cool to hear all the analysis on the NCAA tournament, a lot of stuff I didn't know, but knew enough about it to be impressed by it. So yes, it was very fun to be back. And I am sorry that I hurt your feelings too. I didn't mean to do that.
You did. We'll talk about it after the show, Snyder. Unbelievable.
I'm broken up now. I'm back to being miserable, Matt.
Let's take a look at the recap screen and cheer everybody up, hopefully with some green check marks next to this tomorrow morning during BPE Friday. I've got Clemson tonight plus 7.5, minus 110. Tom Casale's got UNC minus 4, minus 110. Don't forget, he put that game at 7. So if it's at UNC minus 5, he is willing to say, go ahead and play that. Larry Hartstein, a.k.a. the Maestro. UConn minus 10.5 at minus 118. Sniper's got the Dodgers team total over 4.5 at minus 145. And Shane Bieber, my second favorite Bieber behind Justin, of course, over 17.5 outs recorded at minus 115. Don't forget from yesterday's show, Mike McClure has the Rangers. I believe that was Rangers money line. And I've got my golf bet still pending. So you'll see those on the recap screen tomorrow, however they finish. But we're finished here and now today. On behalf of Matt Snyder, a.k.a. the Sniper, and all things Major League Baseball, on behalf of Larry Hartstein, a.k.a. the Maestro, and Tom Casale, a.k.a. College Basketball King. I don't know. That's not a good nickname. We'll come up with something better, but I actually consider you that. And of course, Mikey on the ones and twos and threes and fours taking the place of Jake today. Really appreciate him as usual. This is the Early Edge. Have a great day, everybody. I am the counselor. We rest our case.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.